Blog Talk Radio.
And great day, everybody, and welcome to the Exponential Existence Live. We are here on today. I am Dr. Marian Sister Afua, and I want to thank you all for being here with me. Our conversation today is going to be around, I own my business, I work when I want. I want to have a conversation around that so that we can begin to move closer and become more stronger in our awareness of what it really means to own business versus to be a self-employed person, versus being an employee, versus being someone who is an investor in a business. And so I want to talk about that a little bit today here on Exponential Existence. So thank you for joining us, and we are going to be starting in 30 seconds. We are back, everyone. Thank you so much for being patient. Seems like we have a little technical difficulty with our audio on today, but that's no worry. Things happen, and yet we continue to move forward. I want to talk briefly about the conversation of being a business owner. And before I do that, I just want to make sure, for those of you who have never met me before, I am Dr. Marian Sister Afua of Exponential Existence. We are personal development and business mastery corporation here in Arizona. We are serving individuals and helping them to repurpose, release, and realign their thoughts, behaviors, and practices and beliefs in such a way that they can leverage them to have what we call exponential existence and holistic prosperity. And holistic prosperity means that you have reciprocating, rewarding relationships, that you are engaged in an increased awareness and activation of your spirituality, and you also have financial assurances. In this process of developing this exponential existence, we are excited to offer you retreats, live interactive retreats. One of them is international every year, in addition to offering coaching, masterminding, mentoring, available just for you to master yourself and develop your business with a level of mastery that ensures, as we said, the holistic prosperity and a legacy of the same. I will start today's conversation by diving right away into it. This conversation was prompted by the fact that we had someone say to me, well, you know, I'm a business owner, and I don't understand why it feels like I'm working more. And so my conversation became with that person, let's really identify the differences. And so if we think about what that means, owning a business, do we own a business? Or did we create a business, or did we create a job? Because a business has a certain structure, and being self-employed has a certain structure. They're very similar, but there's some things that are just a little different. So I want to go through that today, and then I want to end with summarizing up what exactly it means to have your own business. So if you are self-employed, that means that you are not employed by anyone else, but yet you have an exchange and you get a reward payment for your services, or organization, or entity. And in doing that, you control the money. The money comes to you. You process and pay the debts, buy the equipment, you know, service all the appointments, whatever it takes for you to get that done. But then there is the person who opens up a business, and they are the owner of the business. They may start out being self-employed initially, and then they start adding on additional staff that allows them the opportunity to grow and expand and spend less time actually doing the servicing or the providing of the product or building the product, but actually more overseeing others trained and or recruited to do the thing that they were doing 100% of the time. And it frees up a little bit of space.
And then, of course, you know, you can also be an investor in a business, meaning that there's a business out there. You might invest in a franchise. You might invest in a startup company, something of that level, by which you are not required to put a lot of time and energy into, but you may just only put money or resources, and you're going to get a return on that investment of that contribution. So if we begin this conversation today, and I want you to consider and think about that. If you are in business right now, where are you and what does that look like for you? Are you just self-employed, meaning that you're the sole worker in the business, there's no outside resources? Maybe you haven't automated completely because you can handle the workload, because you control the workload. Are you a business owner where it's you and maybe you have a small team and you're from 1 to 1,000 people, right? But you are not as intricately involved in that business, yet you're benefiting 100% out of that profit of that business. Then lastly, again, the investor, when you're investing into a business and it's kind of working on its own, but yet you're getting a return on the investment that you place in. Where are you in that framework? Where do you fall into this category? What does your day look like? And how do we get to a place where we understand how to lessen the load and the amount of time and dependability that we're finding ourselves experiencing on this journey of entrepreneurship, business ownership, and investing? Most people clump it under one term, and so when we clump it into one term, we find ourselves missing out on the opportunity to plan and expect growth. We miss out on the opportunity for us to understand the mindset that goes along with having, being self-employed, a business owner, and being an investor. We also negate a little bit the process of how we could actually make this a long-term, profitable exchange and development. That's what I said. We're negating how we can make this a long-term, profitable, you doing self-employed, business owner, or being an investor, because it does require us to consider the different parts and how we can best navigate it so that we can endure. I often hear that if you cannot leave your business for a week, a day, if your business stops when you're gone, then it's time for you to begin to delegate and bring in some more people. Because otherwise, all you've done is just create a job for yourself. You created a job that allows you to have some income, that allows you to have some flexibility possibly in your time. But it's also requiring you to give up some things. So if we can go into a space, we can look and see how do I go to be able to handle it. I was talking to a mentor of mine, and the mentor said to me, "Oh, I know why your numbers are off." And I said, "Yeah, why are they off?" And she said, "Well, you are booking, you are doing your numbers at 12 months. You need to do your numbers at 11 months. And the reason why you're saying 11 months is you need to be able to delegate your time you're going to take off just for you so that your business can keep going and running without you." And I went, absolutely, positively, you're right. But have we ever thought about that? Do we have to shut our businesses down, or will our businesses continue if we take a day off, a weekend off, a weekday off? How can we move forward and how can we develop that conversation that allows us to engage in progression, profit, while we enjoy ourselves and recuperate and get new, generate new ideas, connect with people, and expand our business vision, goals, and dreams? If you are just tuning in, you are listening to Exponential Existence Radio. We are here to serve you and remind you of sharing the power of thought as it relates to building a lifestyle of holistic prosperity and an exponential existence. Your host today is myself, yours truly, Mary Ann Sister Afua. We're talking about the conversation today that's bringing us to identify, are we truly able to set our own schedule and do what we want just simply because we're not working for someone else? this conversation involves a lot. It involves a layer that has us looking at where we are as it relates to business. I told you we would talk about mindset, which is one of my favorite things, the power of thought. So we're looking at mindset. What type of mindset do you have to have if you are going to move into a state where you have freedom, where you have relationships in the way that you would like them to be, personal, business, right, and social? So as a self-employed person, if you are unable to take time out to set your schedule, are you really setting your schedule? Now, you could suggest I'm setting my schedule because I'm only doing 4 clients a day or a week, and I make sure that I'm charging them enough money so that it can cover my expenses for 1 to 2 months. That's beautiful. But if you find yourself looking at your calendar and you have a bunch of appointments, it's the same thing. You're trying to service 1-1-1-1-1 all by yourself, or maybe you're doing this, or maybe you're doing multiple opportunities at one time. Either way, are you able to walk away from that business and let it run and keep moving as a smooth machine if you take 5 weeks off, a month off, a year? As a business owner, you are taking all of your skills and your knowledge, and you are attracting, recruiting, and training individuals to do the tasks that you once did so that you can have more time and freedom to be able to assess and see where you are and go forward in your business, in your vision, in your profit, in your connection, in your reputation. So you're going to hire people that are able to fill that in. If you are an investor, you're looking for businesses that are in a position that are going to be able to bring you back your investment, whatever it is, so that it can keep bringing back dividends and responses to you that are going to be beneficial. Absolutely, positively, so it is. So with keeping with that, you now have the distinction between those. And what kind of mindset comes with that? What kind of mindset? Back to our original question. I can do what I want. I can set my own schedule. To a degree, you can, because you are the one in control, but that doesn't mean you just willy-nilly it. You still need to have self-discipline structure. You still need to be able to have a system and a reliable system so that your customers, your clients, are able to contact you at the right amount of time and know that you're going to be there and available, or not going to be there and available, which helps them to plan out, which helps them to be able to feel more confident, secure, and they feel the service that you are offering them. Because everything, whether it's a product or your actual time, you are serving another person and you are providing a solution for them. So this idea of how do I structure, what you're going to do is you are going to create a space that allows you to look and see what can you delegate. What do I need to be doing? How do I need to prioritize my day? You still need to set a day. My work day is from 7 to 4. And then, of course, on certain days it goes longer because I have training. So really, Tuesdays and Thursdays, I'm doing sometimes a 10-hour day. Because when you figure I'm working all day in my business, taking my 1-hour nap. Yes, I take a 1-hour nap. I'm up at 4:30 every morning to have that 4:30 to 6:30 time for me, for my personal care, for my movement, for my just getting myself me, to nurture me, to love me. And then at 7 a.m., I'm at my desk, I'm on the computer, I'm by the phones, I'm ready to go. That I wrote down the night before, because the night before I look to see what do I have to do tomorrow morning so that it's not a shock. And then at around 8:30-ish, I think my alarm goes off and it tells me to plan the day. And then at that time, I am planning the day. Now, I forgot to tell you that I'm part of a group meeting, a mastermind sales meeting through my mentor. We have a call every morning at 7 a.m. as a way to kind of keep us abreast, for us to stay focused. And so I do that, and then I do my planning of my day, I'm also looking at, again, what did I miss? I'm sending my emails for hot words or for targeted spam people. So I can see first, and then the rest of that email I leave to my virtual assistant. But I have already identified in my email that I need to hear from my mentor, from my coaches, from my two coaches and my mentor, that I need to know if it's a client email that I need to, that is starred and that I can see it right away. I prefer at this present moment to see another one-to-one client email, and everything else goes over to the virtual assistant. But I can't do that. I can't be aware of that, and I couldn't think of how to delegate until I started writing down and being accountable for my business. If you are not writing it down, then it doesn't exist. It doesn't happen. I'm sure all of you have heard that before. Many of you may have heard that before. So we're just having a conversation to ask us to look and see, can we answer the question that because I have a business that I can set my schedule, I can do what I want? So having a, you know, and I can't remember who says it. I want to say it might be Wallace Waddell that talks about how you control the first 5 minutes and the last 5 minutes of your day. Is it him or Napoleon Hill? I read so much sometimes and all gets blurry. But you have to control the things that you can control. What can you control? The start of your day and the end of your day. What's in between involves other people being involved. But what you can do right here, right now, is control. It's control your morning, control your nighttime. Very important what it's doing. Have a start and an end time for your day. And commit to that. And make others honor that. Because you prioritize it and you value it. You understand that the values that you have are important. And therefore, they should be priority. And they should be honored. And they should be implemented as such. And when people come into your space, you want to be clear, hey, I value that my time starts at 7 a.m. every day and that it ends at 4. So if you could wait until after 4 for us to have a fun, goofy conversation, or maybe wait until I take my break. See, I still keep myself on a regimen, because when you are a business owner, you tend to forget how to do it. You tend to forget how to do it. And you fall into this lackadaisical moment, even if 15 minutes could easily become 1 hour, which means you could miss an appointment. You can miss an opportunity to train and grow and expand your knowings and your expectations for yourself and your business and be a true leader within your organization. You also want to know what your staff is doing. I mean, yes, you can hire a marketing person, but you should have some awareness of what a sales funnel is and how, you know, an A-B testing works. You should have an idea of the information that your person would be giving to you. Absolutely, positively, so it is. Again, you are listening to Exponential Existence Media. This is Marianne's sister, Afua, of Exponential Existence. We are having a conversation today about, can we set our own schedule? Do we do what we want because we have a business? That's our conversation today here on Blog Talk. And those of you that want to have questions, that want to get in, you're welcome to call in and drop your questions either in the chat or you can call in at 563-999-3446. Absolutely. So thanks again for being here on Exponential Existence Media. So we are talking about this idea that we have to still have structure. Who's setting the structure? You are. So if you set a structure where you feel burnt out, overwhelmed, rushed, that means we need to look at the system that you have created and how we can improve it and how we can make it better. How we can improve it and make it better and make it more profitable and more in alignment with what your desired goals and outcomes are. And once we do that, then we begin to see the benefits of all of our hard, diligent work. Absolutely, positively. So now we know that we have to start our day and end our day in a proper way. The next thing I want you to consider and think about is how can we begin to look at schedule and delegate. This is how we're moving from doing everything to giving away some things that are not necessary. So what part of your business can you delegate? And you might be saying, I hear you, I feel you. Those of you that are saying, well, I can't even afford to pay myself, let alone pay someone else to do a task. So I'm going to give you an example of how I had to learn the hard way. So my mentor made me hire a virtual assistant. Well, actually, she wasn't even a virtual assistant. She said, hire somebody, pay them $20 an hour to come and organize and set up, you know, your calendars and some campaigns, et cetera. Give them 4 hours. So 4 times 2 is $80. I had to spend $100. So sure enough, I found someone, a temp. I paid them $20 an hour for 4 hours. She came in. She organized my documents. She did some filing for me. She set up some orders on my computer. She was able to create me a system of things that I needed to get done. In that 4 hours, she did what I've been trying to do for 4 weeks. Really became essential in that. So the answer is, can I work when I want, and can I set my own schedule? Of course you can, if you have the things in place that allow you to do that. And holding on to every task, holding on to every duty, and micromanaging is not the way that we do it. It has to begin to be a process by which you are willing to grow and expand and trust that you can make great decisions, that you can begin to hire people that represent the areas of challenge or the areas that you are not as strong in so that they can come in and do that. You may be great. I'm great at doing graphic designs, but that takes me an hour, 45 minutes, 30 minutes, 15 minutes. It's too much for me to spend on a flyer when I'm already paying somebody, you know, $12, $14 an hour. That's the best use of their time so that I can go after the $197, you know, $497, $1997, $2,597, $10,000 program. Does that make sense? And if it does, then I just appreciate you for giving me a virtual high five for that tidbit. So owning a business, a lot of times for us, we have this conspiracy. We all have the vision. I had it too. You know, I have a nice, beautiful office. But we forget the process that is involved in developing that. We forget and negate the power of delegation, the power of infrastructure, having automation so that when we take off of work, we can still have things on our calendar. Maybe it's automated and maybe they get a video, maybe they get an audio, maybe something goes out in the mail. Possibly maybe you do something while you're on vacation. Off and you say, hey, you need to do this while I'm gone for the week. We'll pick back up next week. You are modeling the idea of the very thing you are presenting. If you can't take a vacation, how do you teach self-care? If you're not taking time out to work on your physical and mental, emotional, spiritual body and life, then how does that work? It doesn't. So today we ask ourselves, I own a business, I work when I want to work. Am I really able to set my schedule? And again, that only happens, and you can work when you want to work if you're willing to put in the foundational groundwork and make sure that it happens. Make sure that you are writing down everything you do. Make sure you're writing down, hey, to check the emails, you got to do this. This is the passcode. To get to Zoom, this is my personal Zoom code. The store I like to go to purchase the paper, I like this type of paper. You have to get that detailed. You have to set up a customer relations management system, a CRM. And there's a bunch out there that range anywhere from $15 upwardly to, I think, might be the most expensive I've seen. I'm not sure. But it's $100 bucks a month, something like that. And you can find ways to do that, to automate. Create a blog. Hear information that you're going to say over and over again. So before the appointment, you can send them out this 5 or 10 minute audio that lets them, hey, I'm looking forward to really meeting you. Here is an audio that explains exactly what's going to happen and what my process is. And then we can set up a time where I can talk to you. And let them get a little taste of you prior to you having to, you know, put your direct face-to-face with them. But you're going to have to make the calls. You're going to have staff. You're going to have to understand how your business works, cost of goods are sold and created. All of that has to go into it in order to make it happen. Absolutely so it is. So I have been sharing with you this last 30 minutes about the power of being able to negating some of the myths that we have. Up a business, making a few sales, makes you a business owner. It's much more complicated than that. So I'm going to take these last 5 minutes to invite you to join me for the Entrepreneur's Backpack and Mentor Program that I am running. The cost of this program, $1,197 right now because of COVID. Normally this program runs $1,997. This is a total of a 12-week commitment. 3 month commitment where you're going to meet with me every week live, meet with me every week live on Zoom, and we're going to walk ourselves through these processes and get more detail and support you in developing and shaping your business so that you can become more free within your business, that you will know the ins and outs of hiring the proper people, setting up the right trademark laws and registrations of your ideas and your intellectual property, being able to set up a real marketing system that goes beyond just having an avatar and just having a schedule on the wall, but actually strategically looking at the best way to access the people that you are with. Many of us have been dispelling the business plan, but I believe a business plan is very important. It's important for you to understand what your overall mission is, the purpose is, who are the people you're going to serve, where are they located, and what is the best way to access them, to get them to convert into a sale. So that's the type of thing that I want to work with you on, along with some other things that are going to support you, some other support ideas. $1,197 right now is the cost of that program, and we do have a payment plan which places you into 4 payments. I believe it's $233, but do not quote me because I may be off, but I believe it's 4 payments of $233. I believe it's 4 payments. And so if it is, I know it's 4 payments, but we'll get the actual amount, but you can do it in 4 payments. We can get started today. You just simply need to go over to bit.ly/MentorMe20 to get started and make your initial payment of $97, and then we'll do the rest. We'll do the other $1,100 in 4 equal payments. I want to thank you all for having me here today. Again, this is the opportunity for you to grow and expand, not the time for you to present yourself with the identities and the realms of disagreement with your vision, with your purpose, with your mission. Absolutely, each and every one of us was sent here and chose to be here on a mission to serve, impact, and influence. And you are no different. The time has not changed. I am Marian Sister Afua of Exponential Existence. And remember that when things begin to cloud your way, make you feel like you just can't go on, stop and scream out right from loud. That's not my reality. And know that it's only a bad dream until you start to believe it and make it a reality. Until next time.